crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. And our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now. And we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. Remember golden days, when the stars and stripes forever symbolized her glorious name, America. But now it's all been changed, and when we gaze upon old glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win. We want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. Cause it's right, and our victory's on the way, and we won't give up the fight till we hear 200 million say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back, and we ain't taking anymore back. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now, and we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore.
Well, I'd like to think we're not gonna take it anymore, but we seem to keep taking it and taking it and taking it. If you've just joined us, good evening. Jeffrey Bennett filling in for Maggie Rose tonight on the Concord Lantern. That's the new name of her program. She'll be in every Monday for 2 hours. I will be in the same time slot beginning tomorrow, Tuesday through Thursday. Hope that she'll join us. What's interesting is I, coming into this, realizing I'll be here for 2 hours, I'm somewhat more relaxed, more calm. I just received an email from one of my normal listeners saying, my goodness, how unusual are you at this hour? I said, I'll be here from this point on, Tom. You know, I like to believe that Americans have reason enough to revolt. Don't you think it's kind of time to clean America's house again? We can't rely on other people to do it for us. It's a proven fact that our politicians ain't going to do it. Politicians are getting their pockets lined by Big Pharma, by other nations. Oh, yeah. Our politicians' pockets are getting lined by money coming in from Israel, for one example. A country that we fund with a hell of a lot of money every year as it is, and they take some of that money and buy our politicians back for another election year to ensure that they get more money. Kind of makes you wonder what our real involvement with Ukraine is. The time is long past to cease, but it is time to clean America's house. Freedom is a light for which many men have died in darkness. Quote, the author is unknown. It's engraved on the side of the tomb of the unknown Revolutionary War soldier. My friends, our federal government and its institutions currently rest in the hands of anti-American communists and radicals, each of whom are intent on destroying traditional America and transforming her into something unrecognizable, foreign, and vile, where U.S. citizens will no longer be free to do anything other than obey. Our government is one that has been waging war against its citizens since almost day one, and is ruining America's energy infrastructure and economy. And it destroys any semblance of border security. Each acting illegally every step of the way, as if the Biden regime doesn't have to abide by the will of the people. But that's not just the Biden regime. This has been going on for way too long. Where's the will of the American people? Why have they tolerated this miasmatic bullcrap for so long? The so little outcry or outrage. I guess our people could take a lesson or two from the Irish, it seems, eh? For all practical intents and purposes, the ruling class, or deep state as it were, they won the battle some few years ago after 9/11. And then America's massive economic collapse of 2008, when companies were deemed too big to fail. And George Bush paved the way for Obama's hard push left by saying that we have to temporarily abandon free market principles to save the free market system. That, of course, would be Shrub Bush. Obama never looked back. As he expanded the National Security Agency's power, set the stage for Trader Joe's weaponization of every federal agency against conservatives, Christians, MAGA folks, or basically just anyone at all who opposes his anti-American, anti-God, anti-liberty agenda. I just got notification we've got static. I don't know if and what we would do about it. You want to disconnect and try to reconnect? We did that once before. It wouldn't work. It's your call. Do what you feel you need to do. All right. Are we there? I don't know if we're connected or not, Julie. Oh, great. Oh, we are here. Okay, good. You need to let me know that. we get some technical issues once in a while, folks. Sorry about that. Well, let's go back to where we were. We were talking about Obama setting the stage for Trader Joe's weaponization. Forget Trader Joe. Joe's not been in control since minute one. Within minutes after taking his oath of office, he was sat down at a tiny little desk in a pseudo Oval Office and instructed to sign off on 17 executive orders, instantaneously overturning executive orders that Trump had passed. There's way too many executive orders being handled in this country. What's the point of having Congress? But then they're useless anyway. Because if they had any cojones, they would override these executive order things when they're out of line. And who do you think is really dealing the cards in the Biden administration? Oh, I can guarantee you Obama's involved with it. I can't prove it. But we seem to be continuing to push the Obama agenda, no matter how you cut it. And yet no one in their right mind, or at least no freedom-loving American patriot, would ever abandon the principles of liberty and freedom in a delusional, misguided fit of misunderstanding to save liberty and freedom for any other idiot out there. Only a moron or someone complicit in the plan to transform America into a total and complete authoritarian socialist state would ever do such a thing. And for his part, under Trump, the NSA continued spying at will, collecting massive amounts of call data on Americans. And he was also instrumental in the expansion of FISA, FO2, attempted to give added breath to the NSA's spy programs, as he also tried to make them permanent. Now, that doesn't mean they've won the war. Not yet, anyway. Simply means there isn't any moderation in those who would be our masters and their aperchiks spread throughout our institutions. And yet they are hell-bent on total, final victory by bringing all America to its knees, breaking traditional America into 1,000 pieces, and even though their current power is vast and massive, so much they fear losing. So much do they fear losing. And yet they press harder to bring all Americans to submit to their demands and policies, no matter how suicidal some of them may be. If America should fall to its knees, it should fall in prayer to God to provide our salvation from these Marxist Maoist monsters who have infiltrated and infested our country. Oh, but don't just talk about Marxist Maoist monsters infiltrating our country. You think they've just done it recently? Joe McCarthy warned us about that over 60 years ago. Closer to 70 years ago. And who the hell was listening? Our parents? Maybe. Our grandparents? Maybe. You know, it should go without saying, but so many Americans are so incredibly stupid. I'll say it anyway. This present regime has departed from and severely contravenes the letter and the spirit of the American Constitution. Completely and purely lawless, without care or conscience regarding the plight of the American people. But I sometimes wonder about the American people themselves. Or are they also purely without care or conscience regarding the plight of themselves and their own families? Biden and or his handlers and instructors have used America's seeming comfort with government tyranny to dismantle the Bill of Rights and expand and enlarge a police state. Early in the first year of his power grab, Trader Joe revealed his national strategy for countering domestic terrorism to counter the rise in so-called domestic terrorism. Oh, that's a phrase that Joey uses regularly to describe anyone critical of his regime and government tyranny, especially the so-called MAGA members and the thousands of parents who stood up against school board attempts to indoctrinate their children with critical race theory and the gender nonsense of the LGBTQ movement. Sexual deviance in general, I guess. Biden attempted to add and arm thousands of IRS agents, but had to settle instead for adding thousands of anti-law enforcement, anti-American, anti-white prosecutors funded by George Soros and other law enforcement officials to the Department of Justice and the Department of Homeland Security. And then what about the hundreds of thousands or millions of Marxists and Maoists who raise all manner of hell in the streets of America? They vandalize, they loot, they wreak general havoc against all society, alongside the thousands of Hamas and pro-Hamas protesters. Don't look. There's no domestic terrorist here. I mean, a vast segment of America seems oblivious to our trajectory towards something outrageously and incredibly terrible and evil. Oh, but it's not like the warning signs haven't appeared with one huge ongoing crime wave since Trader Joey took charge with his illegal mandates. Joey took charge. He can't even take charge of urinating. And yet he brings us ever higher taxes, failed supply chains due to his policies, exacerbated by ever deteriorating services and infrastructure. He's pushed the people to buy cars they don't want, that are inefficient, unaffordable in the name of climate change, because his war on oil and carbon fuels has caused energy costs to skyrocket. All the while, his regime has weakened and undermined the U.S. military and set national education standards that have schools churning out uneducated, undisciplined, ignorant thugs who get saddled with six figures worth of debt. They somehow managed to gain entrance to a university. Oh, but then Joey turns around and says, oops, we're writing off your debt. Of course, we'll charge Jeff Bennett $1,800 a year to help pay his share of that debt. And then charge Jeff's wife, Oksana, $1,800 a year to cover her portion of the debt. For all of those who got a free ride. And yet all the while, these sympathizers and aperchiks of the Democratic Party communists in the Biden regime, those useful idiots, non-player characters, each constitute easy-to-recruit cadres who happily believe and espouse any doctrine that gives them the slightest bit of real or perceived power and carte blanche from the regime to treat all opposition as second-class citizens, untouchables, as it were. If you are so disposed to violate the rights of some innocent conservative or Christian American, it's not a problem. Go right ahead. You see, the Attorney General of the United States, one Merrick Garland, he does this every single day. He's an idiot. And yet everything they do is meant to enrich themselves on the taxpayer's dime or nickel. No matter how much they tell us they care for us, it's for your own good, they tell us. They locked us down for years. They regularly went out to dinner with friends and family or to their favorite bar for drinks or their favorite hair salon. And they keep shoving it in our faces. They declared war on drugs, and they go get high themselves. And they make certain that their children never face any consequences for something that would send your child to jail. Much in the way of Hunter Biden, who will never see the inside of a prison cell for being a habitual drug addict in the possession of a firearm. Will they give fine lip service to corruption and bribery and crooked financiers? They are the first ones to accept every bribe that comes along their way. Which is why Joey is compromised and an agent of China. And in the meantime, they cry about climate change from their 12,000 square foot beachfront homes and laugh uproariously as they command us to lower our carbon footprints. Tell us not to fly. Unbelievable. And yet, the woke critical race theory reverses racism, climate change, COVID, every other hyper-aggressive bit of mass delusion and insanity. These are not ideologies of belief for our ruling elite and the deep state movers and shakers. They're just more circuses focused on dazing the American people, creating chaos, distracting us from their ongoing and never-ending power grabs. Yet it's hard for the average person to concentrate on the primary issues of the day when their daughters are getting knocked out on the soccer fields by 200-pound sports bra-wearing transsexual freaks. The grade school children are being read sexually explicit books by drag queens who give twerking lessons. Everything is worse under the Biden regime. Whether we speak of the largest crime wave in our country has ever been, rampant anti-white racism, unconstitutional biomedical tyranny imposed by fiat, and I ain't talking about the car, and yet allowed to do harm to real female athletes under Title IX, unaffordable housing, pornography deliberately stocked in grade school libraries, the worst inflation since the 1970s, all on top of our wide open borders, the Biden regime's relocation of illegal invaders into America's flyover country, or years of pretrial detention for walking into our nation's capital with the Capitol Police's blessings. All of this is how America ends, and they know it. They desire it. With 106 million Americans currently out of work, Joey's regime absolutely knows that an awful lot of Americans, in real terms, are getting poorer and struggling more. But Biden and his cronies don't care, because they fed to their beds, their bank accounts, with millions of ill-gotten gains. They're thriving. They're growing fatter and wealthier off grit, subsidy, regulation run riot. Not a damn thing phases them or moves them from their self-interest. Not even the likely inevitable implosion of Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. So, my friends, let the bread and the circuses keep flowing. Conservatives, if they wish to call themselves that, must awaken to the truth soon if they wish to have a country left. And the only solution to this Marxist, Maoist, communist ideology currently gripping this nation in a death grip is not the reform of our system or more amendments to the Constitution. Oh, no, 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 no. The solution lies in total and complete eradication of this ideology, or idiotology, as I prefer to call it, and its supporters from American proper. or with the eradication of socialism and communism, the American people could begin to see all these manufactured crises disappear into thin air. And we will be able to, perhaps, one day in the not-too-distant future, restore some semblance of morality and normalcy to American society once again. You know, a few months back, before he passed away in May, a friend of my author, a guy who's a Vietnam veteran from Cookeville, Tennessee, once stated that in 1776 we had to clean house. The house is filthy again. And yet, despite whatever they say, Americans don't really seem to want to be truly free. They just want free stuff. They don't care who's president. And even Trump showed a willingness to obey their wishes and move the country further towards full-blown socialism with his advocacy and signing of his daughter's Child Care and Family Leave Act. Just another unsustainable socialist welfare program. And his massive stimulus expenditures, which contributed to the current high inflation. And in several respects, there isn't a hair's difference between Trump and Biden. Especially once one considers Trump's willingness to lock America down. And Biden's attempt to continue the lockdowns and mask and vaccine mandates. It's simple, my friends. Simple. But until the American people stop seeing government as the end-all, be-all, and ultimate solution to their problems, it will continue to be expanded by every successive president, and America's problems will only grow as well. All of which would be exacerbated by the cost of so much government. Now, this country is bankrupting itself to the greed of her own people. And those who elect the government office, who too often view the U.S. Treasury as their own personal piggy bank, there for the financial support of their own special interests and special interest groups. I would submit to you that we have most likely passed the point of no return, my friends. Well on our way to seeing a financial economic collapse of our system. If it isn't yet an unsalvageable situation, it's so damn close it isn't even funny. Even with $33 trillion plus in national debt and an annual $1 trillion interest rates adjustment, that's rapidly headed towards being $2 trillion very soon. All of this is sustainable. Go ahead. Keep holding your hands out. Don't you find it surprising? But that's okay. Keep holding your hands out, begging for government solutions that could just as easily be handled by personal responsibility in your own everyday life. And through private entities or cooperatives. And maybe you'll soon see every last vestige of your individual liberty eradicated in one fell swoop, leaving you and yours reduced to equality under the lowest common denominator in poverty and forced to bow, scrape, and beg at the altar of the super state, the Leviathan, begging for privileges. Since, of course, by then, rights would no longer be recognized.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Understood the incongruities and conflicts that existed between the rights of men and the power of the state sovereigns in the 16th century.
I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much,
when we come back, I'll share with you what he stated.
Trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back, to the U.S. I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United
with
States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? And what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
There's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. So people get ready for the train to Jordan, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key, open the doors and board them. There's hope for all among those who love the most.
Oh, people, get ready. I think about how old that song is. Curtis Mayfield. Brilliant songwriter. People, get ready. People didn't listen. People aren't ready. Etienne de la Boutier, as I mentioned, understood the incongruities and conflicts that existed between the rights of men and the power of the state sovereigns in back in the 16th century. We're talking the 1500s here. And he stated that poor, wretched, and stupid peoples, nations determined on your own misfortune and blind to your own good, you let yourselves be deprived before your own eyes of the best part of your revenues. Your fields are plundered, your homes robbed, your family heirlooms taken away. You live in such a way as that you cannot claim a single thing as your own. And it would seem that you consider yourselves lucky to be loaned your property, your families, your very lives. Tyrants, he concluded, would distribute largesse, a bushel of wheat, a gallon of wine, a sestius, and then everyone would shamelessly cry, "Long live the king!" Fools did not realize that they were merely recovering a portion of their own property and that their ruler could not have given them what they were recovering without having first stolen it from them. The 16th century rulers were not unlike what we find today in the ranks of the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, and the ranks of those adherents of the so-called Great Reset who would shove us into 15-minute cities, have us walk or bike everywhere, own nothing, be happy. And they set around about, as they set about implementing the greatest theft of wealth in all the history of mankind. But the freeborn Americans with a clear vision of what is transpiring across this nation are continuing on with their lives. They refuse to comply with anything or anyone who thinks that they can offhandedly and arbitrarily trample on our freedom, our liberty, our inalienable God-given rights. We full well understand that freedom and liberty are taken. They're not granted. In theory, one could simply remove their consent to be governed by the Marxist Maoists, but reality has shown that they intend to leave no one alone. Even those living self-sufficient lives off-grid in the manner of survivalists or the Amish. No, they seek total control over everyone, every resource, every single blade of grass, every drop of water. Thank you, Abe Lincoln, for paving the way for future tyrants, you son of a bitch. But then you see the attacks on our freedom, the liberty, the peace, the prosperity, even the fundamental right to life itself, from the halls of our own federal government, and in many state governments as well, far exceed those that drove our nation's founders to declare independence from King George in England 240-some-odd years ago. More than ample enough reason exists for a massive civil upheaval and revolution against the illegitimate powers that be who rule by illegal diktats, arbitrary, unconstitutional executive order. From a personal standpoint, I'm continuously left in wonder over what in the hell is holding Americans' patriots back from burning this current bastardized version of the Constitution and this system to the ground and starting anew. How much we must, that the people must love their tyranny. Are we to wait until these Marxist, Maoist, commies have such a stranglehold on power that the fight becomes nearly insurmountable, and the cost of lives exponentially higher by the hundreds of thousands? Think of these words, people. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that to secure these rights, governments are instituted amongst men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it, and to institute new government. laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its power in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established would not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. That when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government, and to provide new guards for their future security. My friend, the Democratic Party communists and the Biden regime have turned American society into a living hell, a hell that in part comes at the direction and hands of our own people. And the blame can be broadly placed, since it has taken many millions of complicit traitors to America, those Americans who hate traditional America and her supporters with a burning hatred as hot as the sun's surface. And this hell has manifested itself due to the weakness, cowardice, irresponsibility, indifference, independence. No, not independence. Dependence. Envy. And hatred and the need of the collective hordes of useful idiots and pathetic fools who reside in the country, dissatisfied with their lives. And in their ongoing, revolving journey into self-pity, they have abandoned their individuality, voluntarily consented to be ruled, controlled, abused, impoverished, slaughtered, and even murdered. No government has ever brought anyone their freedom and liberty, and no government could ever do so. It only exists through force and coercion, for the most part, even though we give great credence to the nature of the notion that it really is by our consent. May start out with the people's consent, but it always ends in tyranny, the antithesis of freedom. For freedom and liberty to thrive, government itself must be eliminated, or at least reduced to drastically in size as to hold it harmless against its citizens, but still left charged and able to defend the nation against foreign enemies and existential threats to our country. As for me, I prefer to live a hard, independent, and free life, no matter how comfortable or uncomfortable it might be, rather than relinquish all my liberty to be kept by the state at a level of comfort and discomfort to be determined by bureau rats and thieving, self-serving despots and tyrants, justifying their tyranny under the guise of for the greater good or the general well-being of the people. No, yes, by little and now at breakneck speed, the red radical Democrat Party commies have always intended to destroy our republic. Well, at least since 1913. They're all on a all-or-nothing, all-out effort to complete its destruction, using tactics they sweetly referred to as transformation. Evil, you see, comes like a thief in the night, and it has overcome America at this juncture in time. Hence, we must pray for America and God's help. As we fight back with everything we've got, peacefully if possible, and to the death if necessary. Failure, my friends, is no option. Fire with fire, or ballot or bullet at this point. I care not which. I aim to keep this America that I love so well free. And I owe it to my children and their children's children and many generations beyond Yet it's sad to see that so many Americans, people have bought the communist ideology. And they're so intent on leaving its mark on America, they do not care that the mark is a scar. And as such, we must crush our cultural Marxist Maoist revolution before it crushes our republic and America out of existence forever. Personally, I need no master to tell me how to live my everyday life. Tyrannos interpreteri. It is simple. There are times I can share the words that come out of a Hollywood script. I think of the words from John Coffey, The Green Mile. I'm tired, boss. Mostly I'm tired of people being ugly to each other. I'm tired of all the pain I feel and hear in the world every day. There's too much of it. It's like pieces of glass in my head all the time. Yeah. Are you not tired yet? If, my friends, we are supposed to be the shepherds and owners of our government, then we must reject entirely any push by these tyrants to manage to insert themselves into high office to abrogate our inalienable God-given rights, such as those enumerated in the Bill of Rights. Government, any government, can only exist and survive if we, the people, accept and allow it under honest circumstances. But given what has arisen in our election system of late, we cannot go on. We must not go on until such time, and only if our election system is repaired to a point where honest and free elections can be guaranteed. For that has most usually always been the case. Whatever happens from this day forth, no free-born American should give his or her consent to any new regime that has been elected or selected or stolen the seat of power to continue on with their insane Marxist-Maoist ideology, along with all the theft, debt, slavery, economic failure, torture, misery, poverty, and the war that goes hand in hand with all of it. And although I generally see all government as a curse upon humanity, communism and the Islamic theocratic state are two forms of government that should never be given the slightest hope of survival in this country. No, we need to pare our government down to size in a manner where the country can still defend itself against foreign enemies, and so much of the U.S. Code be thrown out other than laws against the big crimes, rape, robbery, murder, financial fraud, other thefts of property. A great place to start would be ending the practice of taxing the American people's homes. For any person truly seeking freedom should want to join with the like-minded individuals to break the chains that bind us, making ourselves totally responsible for our own well-being. Reject the free health care that comes at great cost to all. Reject the massive militarized state police forces and police the people community by community with well-trained police and sheriff's departments whose members come from their community. We must cease all government subsidies of big business and corporate America, end Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, unemployment insurance, and any other way that forces the people to allow government theft pay for their obligations to themselves, especially by voting for such theft. You may not fully agree with that last statement. All I would submit you do is get online. Start searching for the alternatives. I submit to you, my friends, that all of this would open doors to private individuals to band together in private cooperatives in an immensely more economical fashion to provide services that the government formerly handled, but without costing 10 times as much, and without the waste and the loss and the inefficiencies of government. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Time don't matter to me. I'm a thousand miles from nowhere, and there's no place I want to be. I got heartaches in my pocket.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Sorry about that. I probably could have done out with this last break. I get down to a real time sequence thing. As I begin to mention that all of these things we've discussed would open doors for private individuals to band together in private cooperatives in immensely more economical fashions to provide services that the government formerly handled, but without costing 10 times as much money, without the waste, the loss, the inefficiencies of government. Usually private concerns can deliver the same government service more efficiently, a whole lot cheaper. The government won't allow it in too many instances because it does not like the competition or being seen as unnecessary. My friends, when our life, when one's life is solely our responsibility in every manner, so that one's only primary driving motivator is to take care of oneself or die, and government has no say-so in how one accomplishes this, so long as one does no harm to others, then and only then will we, will any person be truly free. If government does finally fall to her enemies, it will not be the fault of those of us who deeply love America and have pledged our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor to defend her. The majority of this second hour tonight are the written words of a good friend, an unbelievable author, an American, Justin O. Smith. The two pieces that I've shared with you are currently appearing on our website, thefederalobserver.com. Smith, America's fate is in our hands. Thanks for being with us tonight. I'll be with you in this time slot tomorrow night for The Edge of Darkness. Maggie Rose will be joining you 2 weeks from tonight. I'll be back with her next week. I guess I'll close the way I normally do. Without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.
These are the days of the open hand. We will not be the last. Look around now. These are the days of the beggars and the choosers. This is the year of the hungry man, whose place is in the past. Hand in hand with the guns and legitimate excuses. The rich declare themselves poor, and most of us are not sure if we have it too much, but we're taking our chances, say. I sang 20 years and a day, but nothing will change. The human race found some other guy and walked into the flame. It's hard to love, there's so much to hate. Hanging on to hope when there is no hope to speak of. Hanging on to hope when there is no hope to speak of. In the wounded skies above, say it's much too late. Then maybe we should all be praying for time. Doo-doo-doo.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.